around the Grampians and Highlands.
Thanks, Simon. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 16th of July. The general synopsis at midnight: low Northern England, 1,008, losing its identity. High Biscay, 1,025, expected Fitzroy, 1,012, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirrha, south at Cirrha, northwesterly 3 to 5, showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th. Northeast, backing northwest, 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic, becoming northwest, 3 to 5, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, west 4 to 6, veering north or northwest, becoming variable later 2 to 4, showers, perhaps thundery until later, good, occasionally poor until later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain or drizzle, fog patches except in Dover, moderate or good, occasionally very poor except in Dover. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, but northeasterly 4 or 5 later in south, fair, good. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeasterly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Irish Sea, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later, rain or drizzle and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Shannon, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later, rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5 later, rain, fog patches in Rockall, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Rockall. Hebrides, Bailey, variable, becoming east or southeast later 2 to 4, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5 for a time, showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, showers, fog banks, poor or very poor, occasionally moderate or good. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest 1, 9 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 2, mist 2 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northwest 2, 14 miles, 1,015, now falling. Lucas, north by east 2, 5 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west-southwest, 2, 1,009, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 6, 5 miles, 1,013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5, 2 miles, 1,015. Jersey, west by south, 4. Recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 4. 2 miles, 1,017. Scilly Automatic, west-southwest, 4. Recent drizzle, 1,400 metres, 1,016, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west, 1. 8 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest, 4, 15 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west, 3, 22 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 16th of July. The general situation, low pressure centred over northern England, will continue to move eastwards, clearing to the east on Wednesday. Strong winds will continue to affect southern and western coasts at first. A frontal system will then bring rain or drizzle to western and southern coasts on Wednesday and Thursday, with poor visibility and fog patches, mainly fair conditions elsewhere. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, fog patches in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, showers perhaps thundery at first, good occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4, showers perhaps thundery at first, good occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first in north, good, occasionally poor at first in north. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers at first, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest 3 to 5. Showers at first, occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or southwest, 3 or 4, increasing 5 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable becoming west or southwest, 2 to 4. Showers, then rain or drizzle and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, becoming south or southwest later, 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Isle of Man, northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers at first, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, variable becoming north 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh.
Good morning. Some 30 years ago, I was in a dark place, in depths of depression, and I couldn't pray. On a good friend's suggestion, I took myself off to a Benedictine abbey, and there, in the measured yet gentle pace of the daily offices, I found I could start to pray, if only a few disjointed words. But as the psalms were sung, I realised more fully they were there to be prayed, and I recognised a sort of rawness in this altar, with its emotions of exultation, praise and joy, pride, anger, disappointment, perplexity, puzzlement and depression. And in the state I was in, the experiences and prayers of the psalmist spoke to me in a new and startlingly fresh way. St. Athanasius said, "The Psalter is a book that includes the whole life of man, all conditions of the mind, all movements of thought." And what struck me and still does is the sheer honesty of prayers like, "I am worn out with grief. Every night my bed is damp from my weeping, my pillow soaked with tears. I can hardly see. My eyes are so swollen from the weeping caused by my enemies." Now, on occasion, we can be tempted to try to use our prayers to give God a good impression of us. But as Peter Marshall, a Scots-born Presbyterian minister who became chaplain to the US Senate, once said in one of his prayers, "Before thee all the front we polish up so carefully for the world to see is stripped away. Lord, teach us to be honest with ourselves and with you. Amen."
Prayer for the day with the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh. It's 6:15. Now, Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. After 7 years of deliberating, the Welsh Government unveils the future for the country's farmers with a Sustainable Farming Scheme, or SFS, as the current basic payment scheme is wound down. Farmers will be encouraged to take part in the new system, which will pay them for sustainable food production and protecting the environment. The whole farm scheme has been welcomed by some.
What the Welsh Government have said is that they will not require tenants to do anything which they are not allowed to do under the terms of the tenancy, but still give them full access to the scheme.
But it's been criticised by others.
It's a start, but the scheme needs to go an awful lot further.
Well, it's a massive change, so we are devoting the whole of today's programme to the new Sustainable Farming Scheme in Wales. Let's